96.1 KLPX, Tucson's Real Classic Rock. Larry Mack here interviewing Mike Tramp. How you doing, Mike?
How's it going?
Man, I'm excited to talk to you. I'm looking forward to your show on Friday night with Michael Sweet over at the Fox Theater. You guys are doing an acoustic tour?
Well, that is what I am doing. That is what I have been doing for the last 5 years. It is what I will be doing till sort of they put me in the ground. It is where I am right now. I have taken the acoustic thing, I think, to another level. For those who come to the show, we'll see that from my side. But yeah, we're playing together. We just played in Vegas last night, and we're playing LA together, so we're doing a cover show together. And then I embark on a 46 show tour across America, driving my own car with just my guitar and some t-shirts and albums in the car and a couple boxes of cereal and et cetera, et cetera, you know, and it's back down to the ground.
So obviously a lot of people know you on our station from your days as the frontman for White Lion, but also you
that
did some
correct.
Stuff with Freak of Nature and then you had Capricorn and stuff like that. So can you tell us a little bit about your career for those who may not know what you've done since you left White Lion?
Well, yeah, that'll be the quick version of it, of course. I mean, the fact of the matter is, yeah, I did become known for the time with White Lion, and that is a great time, and without that, I wouldn't be here today. White Lion recorded four albums between 1984 and 1991. I've recorded three albums with Freak of Nature, and since then I've done nine solo albums. Most of it I've worked heavily in Europe, South America, and Asia, and in 2013, I made it back to the U.S. I don't live here anymore. I lived here for 22 years. But family took me first to Australia and then Indonesia. And right now, I don't have a place I call my home. But I have a lot of music. And the good thing is that a lot, which a lot is a lot, have followed me and seen the growth and the natural progression you do with music. I'm just one of those, without putting anyone down, that I have to follow how I feel and how I'm maturing as a man. I don't know if I can mature anymore. I'm 53 today. I am doing what I am. And after White Lion and Freak of Nature, I returned to where I came from as a songwriter, as an artist. And that is much closer to, the Tom Petty, the Neil Young, the Springsteen. My foundation is Dylan and stuff like that. Regardless if I got known, in the 80s, and I feel I wrote some great songs there. Now I've combined that, and when you hear the White Lion songs being played, taken back down to that version, you will see the difference between, rock bands just doing like an unplugged set and then me doing it. It just feels like the songs were written that way, and I'm not trying to do, an electric riff on an acoustic guitar. And that's why it makes it really comfortable for me, and it's why I've committed to that this is what I do, and this is how I travel around the world all by myself with nothing else.
Now, Mike, do you have a website that people can go check out? They want to buy your stuff. Yeah. I'm sure you can get it on iTunes.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for asking. MikeTramp.com. Just one word, MikeTramp.com.
And then can people find your solo music on iTunes and Amazon
sure
as well?
They sure can, but they can also find the solo music after the show in Tucson, because Tramp always packs down his guitar and his few small effects, and then he comes out and he joins the crowd. He signs the albums, he sells the t-shirts, he takes the pictures, all in that order.
Now, how did you hook up with Michael Sweet on this tour?
Well, actually we did a couple of shows together in 2013, but, we have sort of the same agent, and, Michael was doing wanted to do a couple of solo shows, so, who nicer to play with than me?
That's awesome. Now, do you guys ever, when you do these shows together, do you actually play together, or are you doing two separate sets?
No, we don't do it together and stuff like that. There are some people, to tell you the truth, I take what I do very seriously, and right now it's just not the time for jamming.
What can people expect tomorrow night when they see you in concert at the Fox Theater?
The total opposite of going to see a Kiss show.
All right, so it's going to be really pared down then.
You will also see something very honest and real, and I do feel, I called myself this, and I could both be crucified for this, or I could also be hailed for this, but I claim to be the one who has actually moved onward, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just thing is that I feel that there is a time, we have the albums, we have the memory lane, and once in a while we go down there, but I also feel that you can take a bit of the past, a big of the highway you have traveled on, throw it into the music and put music out that has a smell and a resemblance to something that once was, but now it has matured. You planted a seed in the ground. Now it's a big oak tree that's just standing there, and it's full of knowledge, and it's full of all kinds of creeks and crannies and all kinds of stuff, you know. And that is what I feel that I am. You know, I try to. It's a little pressed when you play with two, because usually I play for almost 3 hours by myself, and I take the audience through a deep journey and a lot of depth. And I just feel like I am kind of wanting to be that other side of rock and roll that maybe at times can be a little more informative, kind of like the Jon Stewart of rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I just can't go up there. I just can't go up there and just do a rap that felt it should be in 1988, you know, opening up for Kiss or something like that. I am just, you know, a father to three. I feel my music, and I love when I see fans come together with a husband or wife and you know, they sit down there and they've grown with the music and they rely to the lyrics, because obviously from the beginning, for people that know Wyvern, then Mike Tramp, born and raised in Europe, always took a different direction lyrical wise than, you know, most of the Sunster Trip or the rest of the 80s band were. And as time went by, I saw myself being pulled away from that and wanting to stand on my own two feet, et cetera, regardless if I was one of the MTV Warriors.
Yep, so you've evolved as an artist and you want people to come along on this musical journey with you.
Well, without a doubt, and that is one of the reasons why I play some of the old songs in a scaled down new version and stuff like that, to make sure that people understand that this is. And then, you know, in probably the hour and 15 set that I will be playing there, you know, there's only so much I can play in there, but I know it goes down well, and I know that people understand that what they see up on stage is a person that is real. And I will give nothing but who I am.
Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night along with Michael Sweet at the Fox Theater. Let's give your website one more time.
It's MikeTramp.com.
Mike, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to your show tomorrow night.
You got it, guys.
96.1 KLPX.
Hey there, guys. This is Mike Tramp, formerly of White Lion, but still singing the songs. You're listening to Tucson's Classic Rock on 96.1 KLPX. It doesn't get any better.